Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read two passages of Scripture, one out of the New Testament and one out of the Old. First, out of the New Testament, Paul's letter in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. He says this, "Be thankful in all circumstances." He doesn't say be thankful for all circumstances, because we're probably not. But he says, even in the circumstance you're in, whatever it is, he says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And then out of Psalm 107, verse 1, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Well, shouldn't surprise you that this week we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, that most distinctive and unique of American holidays. It's a time to pause, to reflect, and to give thanks, a time of grateful reflection upon the past, embracing the blessings of the present, and remembering the overarching faithfulness of God through all of the circumstances that have made up our lives to this point and as he presses forward with us into the days to come. But I wonder if there might be some of you, like me, I've been there, as we look back on 2022 and perhaps times before that and wonder where it all went. Where did it go? So many years of our life have gone by wondering whether we really had any impact. We've all felt that way at times. Big dreams of our hearts, full of promise, yet still unfulfilled. The great plans we had mapped out for our future still rolled up in their original blueprints, you know what I mean. How did our kids and our grandchildren and our godchildren get so big so fast? What did I miss? What could I have done differently? Sitting surrounded with too many thoughts of what ifs and if only I had, and looking back on a roadway of disappointments and regrets and failures, memories of world-conquering idealism from our youth that we saw were cooled along the journey as maybe impractical or something maybe that others said I couldn't do or we couldn't do. Wondering as we sit there where it all went. We all tend to do that at times. If we're honest with ourselves, we know we do. But let me suggest that we not go there, that we not dwell on what might have been, on what we can't undo, on the mistakes and the missteps, the regrets and the failures of the past. Don't go there, dwelling on the disappointments of 2022 or the yesterdays and years before that that have flown by and wondering what you have to show for it. Instead, let me suggest that we look around in a few important places in our lives, at all the blessings of your life and mine, and in all the moments where God used you to be a blessing to others. Start by looking into the faces of those you love and those who love you. Look around into the lives of your family and friends whom you have touched through the years. Reflect for a moment on the hearts of those who shape who you are and all that you can be, on those who stand by you no matter what. Smile with gratitude as you think of those who walk with you today and who need you to walk with them. And you will find that the answer to where it all went is right there, in the river of recollections of the faces and moments of blessings that flood over you during your quietest and best of moments. Recollections of people and places and times that fill you with a sense of peace and thanksgiving and a sense of eternal assurance that no matter where you've been and where you are on your journey today, your life has touched and been touched by so many others for good, and so often in ways that you never expected or may never, ever know. A few years ago, in a tiny fishing village, the villagers decided they needed one more big catch for the season. They needed to go out one more time to get them through the winter. They decided that tomorrow they'd go out to sea one more time, and tomorrow came, and the men went out to sea. And as they were out, it was daylight, but during that, a storm came up, and the wind howled, and the sea began to roll. There were waves that would break smaller boats to pieces, and then night set in and darkness was thick. The frightened wives and children huddled together at the pier of the village, looking out into the dark sea to hope and praying and to wait. But there was no sign of the boats. Suddenly, back up on the hill, a fire had started, and the youngest of the wives had forgotten to put out the candles in her cottage. The women watched helplessly as the fire raged through that tiny cottage. And then out of the darkness of the sea, a shout, the greatest sound some say they had ever heard. The boats were safely back. There was laughter and crying and echoes of thank God and high celebration all around, except for Annie, whose home had been destroyed by that fire. Until, that is, her husband took her into his arms and said, "Oh, don't worry, Annie. We were lost in the night, in the storm, until we saw that light." The light of the flames from their cottage had guided them safely home. A moment of thanksgiving, a moment of lives touched, a moment of blessing out of what seemed like a moment of despair and tragedy and ashes. They're all around us, the blessings in our lives. When thoughts, my friends, enter our minds wondering where it all went, what have we done? I wish I had done this, or if only I had done that. Look around at your lives and see all that God has placed there, at all that he has already done for you and through you to touch the world around you, and all that he has planned for you to do with him in the days yet to come. We need to remember, in the midst of discouragements and disappointments and defeats, God's blessings remain all around us. In a beautiful sunrise of promise for the day, a newborn baby's cry and the call of a dear friend, and a grandma's wrinkled smile as she wraps her arms around her precious grandchildren and talks to them. We'll find them in the Christmas of a fall day, a much-needed rain, and the laughter of a child we have taken time to be with. And then, in the midst of the busyness of life, God's blessings appear in a table full of food, or the spirit-lifting beauty of music, or the majesty of a day-closing sunset. And reminders of the blessings of true friends who remain friends through everything, even the hard times. Reminders of the most important things in life, those priorities that we too often let slip between our fingers until it's almost too late. Why not let those reminders of the blessings in our lives, of all that we can be thankful for, why not let them paint the mood of our days? Why not embrace the example from our heritage as a nation that in the midst of pitiful poverty, suffering, hardship, failing crops, the loss of children and adults from their original number 399 years ago, in 1623, the pilgrims gathered at their meeting house in the Plymouth colony, quote, "to render thanksgiving to Almighty God for all his blessings," close quote. Thanks from them, which came after a difficult time establishing the beginnings of this great land. In the midst of a cold and hard winter, their thanks came not in the midst of prosperity, but in the midst of unimaginable adversity and need. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a National Day of Thanksgiving to be held each year in our nation on the fourth Thursday in November. And this Thanksgiving Thursday, we will pause as a nation to do the same thing the pilgrims did nearly 400 years ago, to give thanks, to set aside the disappointments and shortfalls of our lives, which we have all experienced, and instead to give thanks for all the blessings of God's love in our lives, which are all around us. Moving past the regrets, missteps, and mistakes of the past, and remembering all the blessings which have shaped our lives and the lives of others. Moving past all the what-ifs and if-onlys that hold us back in the grip of regrets, and focusing instead on all we have yet to do before us with God's love and guidance. While remembering that our lives, in ways we may never know, have already been a light in the storm for so many others. And with God's help, they will be in the days yet to come. And for all of that, and all of those moments, always remembering, as our pilgrims did, to give thanks to Almighty God for all our blessings. Happy Thanksgiving, and may God continue to bless each of you and all whom you continue to touch today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for this reminder. Thank you for this unique American holiday, Thanksgiving Day. Lord, we can say thank you 365 days a year. Help us to do that. Help us to remember that, to take this week with us, to take this special Thanksgiving time with us every day, to look around at the blessings in our lives, move past the stuff, move past the past, the mistakes, the missteps that we can't change. We can learn from, but we can't change, and to move into all that you have yet for us to do, embracing the blessings that are all around us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunities that you will set before us to be a blessing to others as you continue to bless us with all that you put around us and the people that you put in our lives. Thanks for loving us, and especially thanks for sending your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.